Hey, finishing up chapter 2 of John today. My name is Lena and welcome to Morning Minutes. We are in episode 10. I've called today's episode, What Jesus Teaches Us About Loving People. Is it hard for you to love people or is it easy? I confess, sometimes it's hard for me. Short reading today, just a couple of verses in John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. It says this, Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. By the way, we're going to see this principle where people see the signs and they believe in him. But when they go and get stuff, they don't all stay. So here's what verse 24 says, But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man. For he himself knew what was in man. Wow, a lot in these verses that is worth thinking about. Let me give you some thoughts here. Number one, the best way to love people is to know and understand them. People who get excited about something don't always change. And Jesus saw that and he understood that. So here's these followers that are claiming to believe in him because they see the wonders and they're like, wow, this guy turned water into wine. He spoke out against the money changers at the temple, stood his ground against the religious leaders. He had done a lot of miracles by then. So we're picking up the reading where they're seeing these things and now they believe in him. But Jesus is not fooled. And he can still love them because he knows them. He understands them. He knows that people are fickle. He knows that people will believe in him when the going is good. But when the going gets tough, they're going to walk away. And we're going to see by the time we get to John chapter 6 that most of the people who started following him are no longer going to be following him. But at this point, they're excited about him, but they haven't really changed. People tend to believe more when they see more. And that's not really faith. You see, faith that sees is not faith. Faith is believing without seeing. And so, of course, Jesus knew that about people. And so he wasn't hurt when they left him because he understood that is the nature of the human heart and that is the nature of our carnality and our humanity. And he came to change us in that. He came to give us a new heart. And so the best way to love people is to know and understand them. Number two, the best way to love people is to expect nothing from them. That is the approach Jesus had towards people. He gave them everything, but he expected nothing in return. And I believe with all my heart that if we can know and understand people, and if we can love them expecting nothing from them, we will be free of hurt. People, see, humanly speaking, people will always disappoint us. They will never live up to our expectations. But when we have the mind of Christ and when we love in a way, in the same way that Jesus loved, we're set free from the power of people. We're no longer controlled by how they respond to us, by how they respond to the message that we are bringing them in Christ. You're no longer touched by their, you're no longer living for their affirmation and hurt by their criticisms. You're above that. And that is the example that we see in these two verses, 24 and 25. Jesus was so discerning. I mean, he was God, but he was so discerning and so wise that he wasn't controlled by people. He was purely always led by the Father. He always said, I and the Father are one. He was abiding in the Father to the point that he understood people. He didn't expect much from them, and yet he loved them unconditionally. And then number three, the best way to love people is to follow the example of Jesus. That's it. You want to love people? You just do what Jesus did. Don't do more than he did. You can't. You can't love more than he loved. I mean, he loved perfectly. He loves perfectly. He gave himself. See, how did Jesus love people? Well, he gave himself for people who turned their backs on him. He didn't hold back. He didn't isolate himself. He didn't limit his miracles because of them. I mean, he just gave himself unequivocally. I mean, just open-heartedly. He gave himself to people even though he knew they would turn their backs on him. He loved them even though he knew the truth about them. He understood them. He knew that they would walk away from him. He understood the truth about who they were and he still loved them. And he knew them enough not to gossip about them. I mean, he didn't go to his disciples and to his family members and tear them apart and analyze them. And that's what I tend to do sometimes is, you know, I tell myself I want to love people, but I spend more time talking about them and how unfair they're treating me than I do love them. And not Jesus. Jesus kept things to himself. He knew what was in men. He shared, he communed with the Father. That is why I believe over and over again, we see the pattern of Jesus going on his own to pray late in the night, early in the morning. Jesus talked to his Father, and because he was in communion with his Father, he didn't have to rely on others. He didn't have to be controlled by others, and the result was that he was able to minister to them freely. So that is what Jesus teaches us about loving people in just these two verses. I love them. I'm going to read these verses again. Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Are you discerning when it comes to the people in your life? Do you see with eyes like Jesus's? Do you love with a heart like Jesus? Are you able to not isolate yourself from them when they hurt you, but still love them freely because of the love that Christ has loved you with? You can, you know, because you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And if you know me, you know what I believe about that. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, primarily because we can love like he loved and because we can become like he is. And so that is our secret today. If you are out and about, love the people in your life, even if they don't treat you well, even if they seem to be behaving in a way that you completely do not condone or love. Understand that you don't have to control them. You simply are asked to love them. Hey, I love you guys. I'll catch you again tomorrow. Hey, this is a good time to say, if you want to send me an email, lena@livingwithpower.org. I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment on the Morning Minutes page. Subscribe if you haven't yet, livingwithpower.org/morningminutes, or download our app. Tell your friends about this. If you're learning anything about Jesus in these chapters, come back. I love you guys. I'll be in touch again soon.